Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week two of the March 2015 celestial timings. And we begin with Sunday, March 8th, and that does begin daylight savings time for the U.S. So for those of you who are not in Arizona or Hawaii or parts of Indiana, I believe, you'll be setting your clocks ahead. You're going to spring forward. And also today, Mars is trining Jupiter, retrograde Jupiter. And actually, that's going to be exact tomorrow, but it's happening in the 13 degree, 13 Aries for Mars and 13 Leo for Jupiter. And these are the degrees of the Grand Cross. Now, of course, Jupiter wasn't in Leo. It was in Cancer last year. But Mars is in the degree of where Uranus was at the time of the Grand Cross last year. And so this is sort of activating that seed point. What was seeded at that particular time back in April of 2015? And Jupiter now in harmonious trine relationship to Mars. So they're working together to really amplify and expand the intentions that may have been set at that particular time, or that were set into motion, whether we were conscious of those intentions or not. And so this is a good time to notice if there are any actions that you could take to help further those intentions, if you're conscious of what they are. And we could, you know, if we think about that Grand Cross that happened in 2014, in April of 2014, which was such a magical and amazing time because it was in between two eclipses, when the exact Grand Cross took place, every planet, Mars was at 13 Libra, Pluto was at 13 Capricorn, Uranus was at 13 Aries, and Jupiter was at 13 Cancer. It was the closest Grand Cross in several hundred years. It was a pretty amazing activation. Also, in all the signs that we can connect to what it takes to create family and community, householder kinds of issues, things that it is for people to really establish and have a healthy household. So this is going to be a very significant aspect that takes place on the 8th of March, beginning this first week, to energize Mars, energizing Mars being that active masculine force. So what actions are you committed to taking that are and if you have actions that are counter to those intentions of how do we create you know, healthy relationships, safe ways of doing family and community, and being supportive to all who are you know, living in this life, then this would be the time to notice what those are. So on March 9th, the moon will pass by Spica. It'll happen in probably at a time when we don't see it. But if you're up early in the morning, you'll be able to see the moon just beyond Spica on the 9th. And Spica is the star of the divine feminine. And it is, when the moon is there, it's one of the Bohemian stars, one of the magical stars, when the ancient alchemists made their elixirs and or their talismans or created certain ceremonial intentions, and particularly in relationship to the divine feminine. So it's a powerful time to work with that as the moon passes there, and then the moon will enter Scorpio and for the next couple of days be energizing the mysteries of death and rebirth, and you know, what is it that we can let go of now so that we can become more empowered and how we're moving forward so we can live more fully. What needs to die so we can live more fully is maybe a question that could be worked with. And then on the 10th, the moon will be at 15 Scorpio, passing the fixed star Zubin-El-Janubi, and a few hours later passing the star Zubin-El-Shamali. These are the two stars that mark the pans of the scales. In the written version of the timings, there's a great star map that shows you where these two stars are and the moon approaching Zubin-El-Janubi. So this is a great time to be tuning into the issues that are connected to the scales. This, in Egyptian mythology, the scales represented the weighing of the feather of Ma'at, or the feather of justice, against the heart of the dead. And if the feather if the heart weighed more, then the person would return for another life. But if the heart weighed less, then the person would have the choice to return or to go on to the celestial realms. So I always think of that when the moon is near this particular place in the sky. And that will be something that will be visible in the morning sky and worth kind of watching, because the moon's also on its way to catch up to Saturn, and Saturn's very visible also in the morning sky. So on March 11th, the Mars is going to pass by Uranus, not visible to the naked eye, but if you have binoculars, you might be able to see them together. It's a very close passing of the two. And they're also in square to Pluto, getting into very close square to Pluto, actually. So this is anytime Mars and Uranus are together in the sky, it's a time to be awake and paying attention. This doesn't mean bad things are going to happen, because often Mars is conjunct Uranus every couple of years, but it is a time to be paying attention and not taking unnecessary risks, because sometimes this is a configuration that is associated with accidents, especially when people aren't paying attention. The moon will be moving into Sagittarius on the 11th and activating the Grand Fire Trine. So once each month, the moon comes in to complete the trine with Uranus and Jupiter, filling in the Sagittarius point. So Uranus is in Aries and Jupiter's in Leo, activating all the fire signs. And the opportunity to really work with fire. Fire is the sign that has to do with energy, or the element that has to do with energy. And so when our fire is healthy, then the way we use our energy is usually healthy. But we can have too much fire and get burned out, or we can have not enough fire and have not enough energy to accomplish what it is we want. So a grand fire trine is a time to really recalibrate our connection to the fire element, and what would it take for us to have healthy energy, healthy amount of fire to accomplish what it is that we want to accomplish. And then we have Friday the 13th. March 13th, Friday the 13th. It's the second one. We had one last month in February. And there'll be another one in November. There's three this year. There's actually, Friday the 13th happens more often than any other day, according to some of the ways things are calculated, over 800 years. Something to be interesting. And of course, Friday is Freya's day, the Norse goddess Freya. Friday is named after her. She's the goddess that represented Venus. And so a great time to celebrate the goddess on Friday the 13th. I have a whole article I've written about that. There's another little piece in the celestial timings that you might want to check out about Friday the 13th. There's also a Sagittarius last quarter moon happening that will be at almost 23 degrees Sagittarius in alignment with a fixed star known as Rasselhag. And this is the crown chakra of Ophiuchus. And the constellation Ophiuchus is not the 13th sign, as some people say. It is a constellation, not a sign. Signs are seasonal. But it's also the serpent bearer, and connected to the mysteries of healing, like the Greek Asclepius. And one of the things that they did in Greece was that when somebody was ill, they would have them come to a healing temple, and the first thing they did was put them to bed, and whatever dream they had would tell them what they needed to do to heal that person. So this last quarter moon with this particular star is a great time to pay attention to your dreams and to see if there's any healing that may come through for you around that. And then on Saturday, March 14th, Saturn will station retrograde at 4 degrees, almost 5 degrees of Sagittarius, and is retrograde until August 1st, when it will station direct at 28 Scorpio. And so for those who have planets, angles, or nodes between 5 degrees of Sagittarius and 28 degrees of Scorpio, or we could also look at the other signs like Virgo, Pisces, Gemini, in those early degrees, up to 5 degrees, or in the late degrees of Scorpio, Taurus, Leo, or Aquarius, from about 24 or 5 degrees of those signs, then this is part of a Saturn process in, for you that has been going on for either for a while or is just getting started. So the retrograde process is a time to go more deeply into whatever the initiation is for you. And also, if Saturn is aspecting a personal part of your chart, personal planets, angles, or nodes, then this is something, opportunity to look at what's the form of your life and how can you change that? What are you saying yes to? What are you saying no to? And what are you saying yes to that you should be saying no to? And what are you saying no to that you should be saying yes to? So the yeses and the nos are a great way to tune into how you are doing with your own personal Saturn cycle so you can create a new form, a new way of being in the world that supports you. Not that the old form didn't, but maybe there's a better form that could happen for you now, like a maturation, growing into a new way of being you. At this time, in the second week of March 2015.